Whitehaven, July 2. Magnolias and azaleas wave like high and low flags along the long, straight white stone drive leading up to the Powelton Country Club in the southwestern corner of Tennessee. The trees and bushes eventually open onto a grand antebellum plantation house with a great flagstone porch and 30-foot-high Doric pillars. The ponderous building dwarfs people, motor cars, the realities of the 20th century. Short-haired black men in white coats shuffle around with silver trays holding mint julep, Jack Daniels, even Budweiser and a little Falstaff these days. Boys and girls ride and swim, play golf and tennis, and they fuck in the abandoned slaves' cabins still standing around the grounds. For $5,000 annual dues, the residents of western Tennessee can enjoy the south of their daddies and mammies at the Powelton Club. On one end of the long flagstone porch, John Boy Terrell sits with silver-headed Dr. Reuven Meumann, a famous veterinarian with enough cotton money to paper both ends of all the Q-tips sold in America. People watch the two men from respectable distances. Even the black waiters watch. They all try to guess what John Boy wants with the silver fox. Terrell was puffing on a satisfying but dangerously dark Corona. I have recently read a very outstanding book on veterinarians, he was saying. Harriet, or something on that order. All creatures beautiful and pretty, Dr. Meumann shrugged. I received 3 copies of the damn thing last Christmas. But hell, John, I see enough horse shit without reading about it. Terrell, who in addition to having an immediate use for the silver-maned animal doctor, liked him well enough, laughed heartily. Reuven Meumann, he considered, had the good timing and sense of folkiness that either made or broke orators in the South. Esther donated the books to a rummage sale at our church. Meumann was not one to surrender a captive audience. They had me autograph the damn things and charge near full price for them. Then, Meumann took bourbon and swished it round his gums, a woman whose thoroughbred Springer Spaniel I saved from an overdose of Alpo last spring presented me with a copy of one of the books I had signed, sealed, and given away to my church, and I still haven't read page one. Well, you ought to, John Boy chewed and grinned. Harriet's probably the finest living veterinarian writing today. Both men laughed again, and Dr. Meumann called for more drinks. A black man who looked like asbestos came and went, taking their reorders for double bourbons. As Meumann ordered, John Boy watched 2 saddle-shoed teenagers teeing up their golf balls in front of the porch. He thought the game of golf a terrible waste of their precious youth. I understand, he spoke while looking out over the golf course, that you've expressed interest in spending a few years in Washington, District of Columbia. I did speak around about my availability, the veterinarian admitted, but that was earlier this year. I advise against it, Terrell made a face by misshaping his lips. Northern winters rust you. But I do believe, he went on, that there's an opportunity coming up in this Senate race. That's because the one candidate, John Fair II, is a horse's ass, riding high on his daddy's money plus a set of brass testicles, and that's because Horn, I understand, Jimmy Horn has been seeing a white woman. Reuven Meumann's head shook in a short arc. That nigger is far too smart for that, John. Too smart. Too hungry. I'm sure it'll happen one day, but not just yet. Where'd you hear that bullshit from, John?
Terrell watched as one of the teenagers lofted an iron shot high over 2 pine trees. The little white pellet dropped 15 feet off the pin on hole number 2. He turned in his chair to face Meumann.
I thought you were smart also, he said. A little smart and hungry yourself.
The veterinarian understood, and he blushed a ripe tomato red.
You see, I'm just checking on your availability, Reuven, because, as I said, John Fair Jr. is the original horse's ass, and Horn is vulnerable at this time.
Reuven answered the original question then. His answer came as a kind of oath. "My interest is high," he spoke. "I'd be interested and honored, John. Even to be considered, I'm honored."
Terrell stood up on the porch and shook Muman's hand. He left his choice for Senator numb and speechless, but with two double bourbons on the way. He made his way across the front lawn, tipping his Palm Beach hat to people who still called him Mr. Governor.